The Trump administration walked back a hands-off policy to marijuana laws that until now allowed states like Arizona to license it for medical use. From KJZZ's Fronteras desk, Michal Marisco reports that the new policy is creating uncertainty within Arizona's marijuana industry.
Before Thursday morning, Gordon Hamilton was already walking a tenuous line with his organic pot farm in southern Arizona. His Elephant Head greenhouse plantation sits at the foot of sweeping mountains off Interstate 19. Just south is a U.S. Border Patrol highway checkpoint and yards away, a steel Border Patrol surveillance tower.
You don't want to be south of the checkpoint because their protocol requires them to seize anything that they come across.
Apart from that persistent federal presence, Hamilton hasn't faced much obstruction to his business. But then Attorney General Jeff Sessions announced that prosecutors are now free to enforce federal marijuana laws, even when local rules allow for its sale. All of this has created turmoil in Arizona's $360 million medical marijuana business. The U.S. Attorney's Office for Arizona said federal prosecutors here are still reviewing the new guidelines and expect to have established how they will handle marijuana laws by the end of the week. The industry in Arizona was poised to grow, says Michael Weiser, executive director for Normal in Arizona. That's the National Organization for the Reform of Marijuana Laws.
It's not like we're selling skateboards here. It's more like providing people with insulin. You know, we're not creating fun times. We're helping people deal with various miseries.
The new rule leaves the industry's future here in Arizona uncertain. And in the meantime, that leaves business people like Hamilton walking an even finer line than usual.
Two things could happen. The federal government could come in and ban it, or the federal government could legalize it, and then all the big players are going to come in.
In Amado, Arizona, I'm Michal Marisco.